For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Yo, 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 yo. You know what time it is. We are in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your favorite podcast that you might not have heard just yet. We don't have a name. We still getting our stuff together. So,
but we might name this later.
We will name this later.
We have no choice.
Yeah, we will name this podcast later. So, we got to find it sooner than later. Got to find it sooner than later.
But the name is so important. Talk about a name. Like, once it's concrete. So let's say we choose a name.
You're right.
And we don't like it. Excuse me. Will we be able to go change it afterwards? Like, we how long do we have? Want. Really? Okay.
All but right. It's like, do we want to, though?
But that's what I'm saying. It's important to get it right the first time.
Yes.
Because, yeah, bro.
Mm. I told you, I put some things in. Yo, I've been eating curry. So first of all, I guess I'll get into it. I hope you can't see this on camera because it's going to look crazy. But I had some names, good, but still so bad, immature, maturity, but I mean, it's some other names, but whatever.
I don't think we could, you just gave the people, you know what happened one time?
What?
Because we just gave the names, like, we might want to bleep them out. Yeah. Because, you know, the Commanders, they had, like, put out a list of potential names, and this nigga from, like, Virginia went and trademarked all of the names.
Really? That's smart.
I was trying to sell it to them. So ever since then, I was like, nah, until I have it trademarked or anything.
So I don't know if you guys can see this. I went to go get my nails done with Amaya, right? But because the gel is on it, I just ate some curry goat, and the curry is on my nails. And Janae was just like, yo, you got your nails painted? I'm like, no. But I'm like, now I'm just thinking about it. Yo, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube right now. If you listen to this, we'll name this podcast later. Jay Hill, Alexander DeBlanc, make sure you subscribe to the podcast right now. Make sure you hit that little check in the arrow if you're listening to it, if you're watching it. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you like. Make sure you comment. We need all of the support and push that we can get because we're pushing this from the bottom up, from the ground up. Yep. Make sure you like, subscribe, all that.
We have a goal of 100K subscribers.
100K
subscribers. So we need y'all to help us get to that goal. We're right there.
Yeah, and I owe somebody $50. I seen y'all, because you last week said...
Promo. You know what? Because I said promo, let's go half. I'll send you $25.
Oh, thank you. Matter of fact, let's do it then. Hold up.
I'll send you $25.
Hey, hold up. Let's go to the YouTube right now. Hold up.
Get that Instagram.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's
real
do it.
Real time.
Let me go to the YouTube. It had to be on the full episode. Right, so let's see. Price of Freedom.
So we gotta send them. How are you messaging them? I've never messaged somebody on YouTube.
I'm gonna just comment.
Send me a comment. Send your Cash App.
Send me your Cash App. Thank you so much. Send me your Cash App.
They say on Instagram. You want them to put it on YouTube? I don't think they.
That wouldn't matter. Oh. You can send it through Instagram too.
Yeah.
You can DM me on IG at. Well, she might not have IG, but...
So, yeah, I know. We are men of our word. We're men of our word. That's all.
Uh-huh. All right, so her name is Shanice James.
Shout out to Shanice.
Thank you, Shanice.
Listening, start to finish.
Start to finish. Because I'm like, yo, that's impressive. An hour and a half, that's impressive.
And we was talking a lot.
We was rapping, man. So make sure you subscribe. Also... If you can support, we support now our listeners and our supporters and everything. If you can Cash App me too, my Cash App is Mr. J Hill, MrJayHill. As you can see, Alex has his fur coat on. I took my bomber off, my North Face off.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say the brand. Yeah,
it's cold in here, right? I'm recording in my garage. So we're really doing this from the ground up. I know it looked good, but I'm in the garage. It's cold. It was snowing in Atlanta, right? It's freezing out this mug. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to support the show in any way, make sure you Cash App Mr. J Hill. I'll shout you out on the next show. Just saying thank you and everything. Also, so that's going to go towards, you know, the whole mission. We get more heaters. I got one heater. That shit ain't really doing nothing. Mm-hmm. Trying to get some more heaters, like at least two more heaters. If just in case you don't want to know, those heaters, the one I got is like $150, right? So I'm just letting you know. What else can we use? We can use some more things.
Yeah, we can use me a few more things. But then also another community, if you want to be tapped in with the J Hill community, subscribe to the Instagram community.
Mm-hmm.
We get, you'll be able to get some all access things. Jay is talking to you. You could hear from some of our team and just get some behind the scenes information. So yeah, tap in, bro.
Yeah, and I'm trying to start like to do a real community thing, like read a book, right? Once or twice a week. Like we could start a book. Let's finish the book. Let's talk about the book. Everything that's going to help us with what we got going on in our careers, man. So yeah, subscribe to the community at Mr. J Hill, Mr. _ J Hill. And let's get to it. Speaking of cold, it's been cold down this mug.
Bro, it snowed. Let's talk about
please, because I don't understand the big deal.
I ain't gonna lie. Everybody was talking about snow in Atlanta for like 2 weeks now.
Okay.
And I'm like, nah. I mean, we from Maryland, so snow ain't nothing to us, right? But I just was like, I moved all the way down here. It's no way it's gonna snow for real. Maybe a little bit of ice or wintery mix. Nigga, I woke up on Friday morning. All I saw was white stuff outside. I said, what is going on?
The crazy thing about that, right? Because they said that it was gonna snow Friday evening. Right? So I'm thinking it's going to snow Friday evening. I wake up in the morning, there's snow everywhere.
I'm thinking a sprinkle.
Bro, first of all.
Atlanta. Atlanta show they ass, boy. Atlanta show. Man, y'all made me so proud on TikTok.
Yo, no cap. Yo, Atlanta showed me why it's uncomparable to any other place.
Bro,
somebody sent me, was it you? Somebody sent me a DM of like people making snowman like Jeezy, right? And I'm like, bro, this is creative. It's like, they were good, though.
Bruh, I done seen somebody giving a snowman a shape up. I done seen the nigga. They put the bust down on the snowman. They had the wigs on the snow women. They gave him, bro.
Bro, they...
The buttons was iced out. I seen Trap Olaf.
Yo, touche.
Do you want to build a snowman? What is that? That's something.
Bro, it was fire, bro. I was like, this is impressive. Like, I was actually impressed. I don't think I've seen that creativity home, and we had a lot of snow days.
Now,
I've never seen that much creativity when it came to snowman.
Hell no, because we're used to it.
Okay,
I don't think I've ever built a snowman. Do you think? Have you built?
I probably tried to. Yeah,
I've never built a snowman.
Probably
bro.
Not that good though. No,
they got an A-pad.
Yeah, they got. I'm like,
them niggas got an A-pad.
Bro, people were skiing on the streets.
Bro, sledding. Doing donuts. Bro, they was out here showing they ass, bro.
Now that yo. Baltimore, New York. Oh, I can see the air. Oh, shit.
Right, bro.
I can see the air from my breath.
God.
Oh, shit. It's cold. It's cold. So, yo, Baltimore, New York, Connecticut, Maine, anywhere up north, bro, y'all got to do better. Because what they saying is you're taking it for granted.
Yeah.
They saying you're taking it for
they
granted.
They gave it one day and Atlanta ran with
and
it,
and it didn't even snow that much.
Nope.
Bro, you
I'm
see
talking
what,
about.
You see what you can do with a little bit? Atlanta show you. That's why Atlanta is special. Atlanta show you what they can do with a little bit.
They have fun.
They have fun.
That's one thing but this was the highlight. I ain't gonna hold you. Nigga, we got Ring cameras. The community app on Ring is undefeated during the snow days.
What happened?
I'm talking about they arranging snowball fights on the Ring community.
Really?
They in that joint asking who's open. Somebody put in the community, they were like, who got gas? I said, this is the wrong usage of the community. And we supposed to make sure everything is safe. But y'all out here talking about
that's
who got gas. Bro,
that's a social media app.
I'm telling you, bro, they turned up on the Ring app.
Oh,
matter
wow.
of fact, bro, everything.
I got the Ring app. I ain't even look.
Bro, it was turned up on the Ring app. That was the highlight of it all. I mean, TikTok was going crazy, but the Ring app? Oh, yeah, the community was out there going crazy.
Was anybody trying to get any ass?
I didn't see that.
You know I got an ass.
Did you have a good week?
I had a good week. I ain't had sex in a minute, but yo, no, I had a good week. I was supposed to go to Baltimore, right? So
Oh, yeah.
I was supposed to go to D.C. My flight got canceled.
Okay.
You know, things happen for a reason, but, you know, mm-hmm. I was excited about that trip, man. I was excited about that trip, but you know,
it's a sick.
Why
were you excited, Jay?
You know, I ain't want to disclose. Like, some people don't deserve to be talked about just yet, but yeah, I was excited, man. But you know, things happen, man.
Another thing happened this week, man. Major thing happened this week.
We went crazy on TikTok, Tiki Taki.
That shit was ridiculous,
bro. I just was having a conversation with another friend of mine. I was saying, yo, I'm about to really try to tap in on this TikTok thing. I'm about to try to get 10,000 followers on TikTok. Yeah. I'm at like 21. Bro, we the clip did 2.5 million and niggas was hurt.
We pissed niggas off.
We called it though.
We knew.
We went upstairs and everybody was like, yo, that's a clip. We was all in sync. But I meant it though. Let me let y'all niggas know something. I mean everything I say. I might exaggerate a little bit, but I mean what I be saying.
Yeah.
Cause we got shit to talk about.
Nah, go ahead.
Oh, cause y'all niggas really be gay.
Never mind. I'm walking back.
Listen, so it was a guy. Guy on Instagram. First of all, I wanna and this it don't make no better because it looked like my nails is painted. It's Kerry. It's Kerry, guys. It's Kerry. But hold up.
Podcast over.
Yeah. We gonna get canceled before we even start. I just wanna say shout out to it's a gay man under my comments. Shout out to the gay man. Shout out to Nappy Boy. Let me see what his name is. Cameron. Shout out to Cameron, right? Because now he made a great point.
He did.
He said, yo, they not gay. They just some corny ass niggas. Please stop trying to put gay or gay men synonymous to these bozo ass niggas. All love, but
that was one of the realest comments of all the comments that
I've
seen.
Shout out to Cameron. Like he was, when he said that, I said, bro, you're right. What I will say in fairness, right? And you can't really grow on the internet, but I'm not scared of you niggas. I don't give a damn. I'm a grow. Mm-hmm. Coming up, and not to make this a more damn, it might be. Not to make this a more serious conversation than it has to be, but you know, we wasn't, that's all we knew, right? Like, gay was negative. Gay was different, right? Gay was weird. Like, when we seen things that was different and weird, we said it was gay. Even to our friends. We ain't mean, shit, I'm from Baltimore. We call each other dummy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no excuses. As a grown man, you should know better. But it shows you how much of our present is tied to our past. You know what I'm saying? So, like, sometimes it really just be a lack of knowledge thing, an ignorance thing. And I'm growing. You know what I'm saying? I'm still learning. So, when I say that, although I do mean it, because also some of you niggas really do be gay, like gay, but also it be gay, me gay, saying gay, just me not knowing any better. Being honest. Because, like, why do you niggas hate women so much? Like, I'm so sorry, but I ain't mean to go there, Alex, but goddamn.
We going there right now?
My bad. I won't have to, but it's like.
Nah, we going
to
go there right now.
It's just like, because we talking about the clip, it's like, yo, why can't she just have it? Like, why do you give up? Why you care so much?
I think it's.
It's, I know what it is, because you secretly like men. I'm just saying, like you, you are so upset with the woman.
Because you see, I mean, but that might be some truth for some people. Not trying to make it too serious.
Cool, I'm with you. But if it is, guess what, bro? Stand in your truth, and I'm going to fuck with you even. I just gave a gay man a shout out on my platform. I don't give a goddamn.
Because at the end of the day, bro, people are people, bro. And we're not trying to make it like about your sexuality or anything. If you're same gender loving and everything, like more power to you at the end of the day.
Shout out to my nigga Big Sexy. He gay. I fuck with you. I got mad love for him. He doing some big shit in the community.
A lot of what you see is, I mean, a lack of validation within yourself, bro. And I feel like the reason why everybody was like a hit dog gonna holler and this, that, and the third is like maybe you do feel like
why
it applies to you. It might be you might be a sassy nigga now.
Okay, even if you're not gay, you niggas need to grow some balls. Like maybe you're not gay. Okay, maybe it's just that's gonna sound crazy. I don't care, but maybe you need to grow some dick a little bit. Like your balls is like you need to grow some balls, bro. Like think about it, bro. Like think about it. Think about it. I don't walk around thinking about the next man, what the next man doing, you know what I'm saying, what the next man got. I don't walk around on that because I'm good with myself. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I don't be asking girls, like, how was your last, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck about the next nigga,
So
it's like, yo, when you confident in yourself, you don't, like, yeah, my girl is, she's my queen. She's the prize and everything else. Even in moments when I probably ain't treated like that. You get what I'm saying? But at the core of it, that's what I want my woman to be. So it's like, why does that, like, just because, maybe they're not gay. Maybe they haters. You be your biggest partner hater.
No, but that's real.
You are your biggest partner hater. That's what it is. You're a hater.
Because what, like, my pastor was going at, secretly, I think he was going at us too, but I was like, you know, I'm gonna let it rock. But he was talking about
he could be a hater.
Because I don't know where. No. He is not a hater. I'm gonna stand on that hill. He is not a hater.
Hell no. Pastors can be haters
look,
too.
Hell no. But look.
Oh, you only hating the head. I rebuke you. Hell.
But he definitely rebuked us. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I was sitting in that. I was sitting, bro. We was on Zoom this morning.
No,
we driving down here.
We should be having this much fun. But the passes, they be some sick ass in the.
Let's start over. Welcome to the podcast.
Yo, oh, passes be worse than boys.
Niggas be hating in general. But today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Bro, we can't. All right. Today.
You passed the hate.
Well, pastor's not hating. Ronnie, if you're watching this, we know your heart, bro. We know you're not hating on this. But listen, bro. Oh, sorry, we know. I'm going to defend you. But nah. So he was talking about podcast culture. He was like, niggas be coming from a position to hate all the time.
Yeah.
Bro. And I was thinking about it. I'm like, yo, so much of that is rooted in internalized hate, bro, in bitterness.
Yeah.
And bro, we were talking about this off mic before this nigga start cracking.
Yeah. Nah, bro. I feel like, jokes aside, man, I feel like your partner be your biggest hater sometimes.
Bro, it's internalized hate.
And what happened is like, yo, why do you hate your partner so much that they can't be something great? Why does that, like, why do you illuminate in there like them yours? It shouldn't be like that.
I think it kind of is just like along the lines of what Dion has said one time, where it's like, why does my confidence offend you?
Bro,
you know what I'm saying? Like, why does my ability to see that offend you? Or what is it about her feeling value within herself that you have to say, well, I'm the prize too?
I need people to understand that, bro. You can have a light together. Just because your light shine, that doesn't mean my light is dim. Your light can shine. If anything, my light can make your light brighter. There's no way in hell that I'm saying a woman is a prize and you negate it to say you're a prize. It should just be, yeah, my woman is a prize. But
you
I'm
shouldn't
a prize
want your woman
well.
To be a prize.
Yeah.
Like I'm just, you said.
And again, that's my opinion. But that's why I say I don't want social media users to grow. I'm sorry. Right. Stay stupid. Because that's how I grow. I'm just... And what they say, like, what's success? What's the, it's a saying, like, what's everything, or what's success when it comes to the, when,
yeah, look it up,
when you gotta, like, it's something like, what's to live when everything did it, right? Something, I forgot it, it's a term.
Oh, to live is to die, or?
No, it's like to have everything, but, I don't know, but anyway, I'm joking, I'm saying that to say, I want people to do better for sure, right?
Oh, what's it to gain the world or lose your soul?
Something like that.
Okay.
It's something like that.
Because I was really fishing that. I was like, I got to get
like
this
that,
right.
But I joke to say I don't want y'all to grow because it helps me grow. Because if everybody got it, then we wouldn't go viral, right?
But the hope is, though, that one day, for me.
Yeah, for sure.
That one day we don't have to have these conversations.
You know, 100%.
And we figure out another way to get money, this, that, and the third. Because by that time, we'll be rich. But hopefully. Yeah, yeah. But
no, you're right.
Because, like, at the end of the day, we're having this conversation for the sake of growth and development. And we're having a real space. We talked about you. This being a space where you can pop your stuff and understand, like, a Jay Hill conversation. And it's a different take. And a lot of people are going to have these controversial opinions and things of that nature because we talked about it, a disruptor.
Mm-hmm.
So when you give your take or your perspective, I think these conversations are supposed to be had because at a time they were unspoken and people understood it, right? Mm. But now people are asking why. So because there's the question of why, there needs to be a dialogue so that you can reach understand it. The problem is niggas get stuck in the dialogue.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, what is the purpose of the dialogue? On the other side, we want you to take away or move in the direction of something that will be progressive for the culture.
Or even more so, like how... If you're going to give a serious take, right? Not even because we talk about journalism, but if you're going to give a serious take, you should at least understand the perspective that you're hearing, not just the clip, right? So if you care that much, right? It seems like millions of people cared. That's what it seemed like, but we don't have millions of views. So if you cared that much, you would go see what it's about, then give an educated opinion. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, people are lazy because I don't do that all the time. So I get it.
You said something real. What you call them? CCW?
Yeah, y'all just CCWs, man. Y'all committed clip watchers. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nigga said certified clip watcher.
Like, that's what you are, man.
No context, no nothing. You just running with the clip.
You just running with the clip. You a CCW. So it's like, cool. If you want to be a CCW, be that.
No, but you know, one thing that that clip made me understand is that a lot of people, they hear stuff, but they don't listen. And I remember, like, some people will come up to us and I'm like, man, I don't care, bro. Like, I am the prize, this, that, and the third. And I was like, you do know in the clip he never said that you couldn't be. He said in the absence of a woman, be that. But people heard, I mean, I understand it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we went on the attack.
Yeah.
So naturally, you're going to go on the defensive because you hear somebody on the other side of the screen calling you a bad bitch.
Yeah.
And that could be offensive. And you might very much be a bad bitch.
You might very much be the bad bitch in the nation.
But at the end of the day, a lot of people, I think, were on the defensive because of our approach, but it doesn't invalidate what the thousands
and
of comments. I'm talking about thousands of comments that are agreeing. So clearly, there's people that feel this way. And we in a season where we talking about your feelings are valid and this, that, and the third. So what is it? If their voice wants to be heard in this season, why is this threatening to you?
But also, again, though, it's like, if that's my opinion, though, right? Because I'm saying me, like, in my relationship, I don't want to be the prize. Because one, again, that's something that usually woman asks for. So I don't need that title. I can come up with another one. Like, I've been seeing people say, I'm the winner. I'm the champion. I want, like, cool, I love that. I never really heard that song. But when I hear prize, I'm hearing that, like, that's what I usually hear women say. So if women want to be the prize, why do I want to take that from the woman? That's like, yo, let these women have their own language. Let them have their own clothes. Let them have their own bags. The thing is, y'all want to be everything that, y'all want to do everything a woman do. That's why we say you're a bitch. That's why we say you're a fucking bad bitch. That's why we say you gay, because you want to do everything a woman do. A woman get a bag, you want a bag. A woman want to wear tight jeans, you want to wear tight jeans. A woman want to wear crop shirts, you want to wear crop shirts. What the fuck? God damn. Like, shit. Like, let these girls be girls. Let them be bad bitches. Go get your fucking hands dirty or something. Like, go learn a fucking trade. Go change your fucking tire. Nigga, you can't even save a life if you had to. Like, shit. Like, that's the problem with... I'm sorry, bro. Like, bro, I don't know how to do everything. But listen, when I call my landlord, right? I don't own this, right? And this thing's going on in the house. He be like, I'm gonna fix it. I'm like, no. Show me. When you come
ooh,
up...
okay. We talking about trades now.
I'm just saying, when he pull up and he say, like, my toilet, so I'm going, he say he gonna fix it. I said, bro, do you mind doing it when I'm there so I can watch? If when I go to the car to get my car service, right? Yo, can I watch? You get what I'm saying? Like, it was a time where we couldn't learn. And again, not to make it super serious, but it was a time where we couldn't learn. We would get killed if they found books in our possession, right? Now we have the ability, we're able to learn. Why don't you want to learn things? And again, I'm not trying to like go anywhere on a tangent with my conversation, but it's like, yo, I just feel like that's what we are supposed to do. Like, men, like, I don't know, like, we are problem solvers. We're fixers. It's like, yo, y'all niggas want to just sit down and do nothing.
Get back to the roots, bro.
Yeah, like, y'all want to sit down and do nothing because your woman want to sit down and do nothing. Like, anything your woman want to do, you want to match her. You want to match her energy. You want to turn up on her. It's like, bro, like, god damn.
But you know what? That also
shit,
is.
Shit, you might as well get a fucking sex change.
You know what?
God, I'm sorry, bro. Like,
they're going to throw us under the toilet. Like, not even in the toilet.
And I swear I'm not pandering, bro. I'm not, bro. I've been in this situation, too. We talk about it, too. Like, it's been times where I think one of my and again, I'm not trying to make this all about, but it's like, bro, it's been times where, like, one of my biggest issues, I think, was not allowing my woman to, like, just have it.
Yeah.
I think that's some whole shit. And that's something that I got to get over. Or choose somebody else. To be real, like, hello, me, the guy that's talking shit. Like, yeah, like, I think that's some whole shit. Like, I ain't got to keep yelling with my girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, just let her have it, bro. Like, you don't got to keep going back and forth. That's some woman shit. And again, I ain't trying to disrespect my woman. But I'm talking to men. It's how we talk. We talk about barbershop talk. Women shouldn't like these conversations. But it's clear, it seems like the woman like it more than men. But it's like, they shouldn't like these conversations. These should be conversations that we can have with each other. What else? Like, I don't need to try to match energy with my girl. She do something. I've been in them situations. That's whole shit. That's gay. Like, and again, when I say gay, again, like, you take it how you want to take it. Does that mean I want men? No. That was some gay shit, some whole shit. Like, bro, you don't do that. Like, you want to yell back at your woman. Like, you want to...
We'll say it's feminine behavior.
It's feminine behavior.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the thing, like, being comfortable. So, there's this conversation of toxic masculinity versus, like, what does it mean to be masculine, right? And that's a whole different conversation. I think that really does stem into, you know, we were having a conversation about love and hate, but what does it really mean to be masculine? And what are we taught as men? What does it mean to be a... Because, bro, some of the most masculine men... I mean, I'm going to use my father as an example. That's a masculine nigga, but he had a lot of flaws, bro. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the biggest things that I seen from him is, bro, as far as provided, he don't ask for Nathaniel, bro. My dad is 73 right now going to work, and my mom is at home. Nigga had a stroke. And it's so crazy because him not being able to work or provide almost killed him.
Yeah,
I remember him sitting in the house and he was like, bro, I gotta go to work. And I was like, bro, what do you mean? Like, he found joy in it. Yeah. Like, he finds joy in being a man. When you go to Haiti, these niggas, like, don't get it twisted, niggas be having like 3-4 families. But all they families happy because guess what? They the men of all they families. Not justifying it, but if it worked for you, it worked for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, to be a man is to provide, for sure.
But it's not even so much about providing. It's the spirit in which you do it.
Yeah, it's
like he do it with joy. Like, it's like I'm walking in purpose. You know what I'm saying? My dad found purpose in being able to provide for his family. Like, he not out here trying to flex for the gram, this, that, and third, because it's different. Him coming home, seeing his wife happy, he got a roof over his head, and he know that, like, I did this. God has blessed me. Let me hold up. Let me walk this back. God has blessed me to be able to walk into this opportunity. So I'm going to take everything that God wants for me in this situation. And he has joy in it. So many of us are just seeking validation. Why do you have to feel like you are the prize if God has already told you you are the prize, man? Mm. Why do you have to feel like I got to tell this person? Because you don't believe it, bro.
Facts.
Let's keep it 100.
And you know what, bro? I want to be fair, right? So when we're talking, again... We're
opinion.
Men,
yeah. It's our opinion, though.
Yeah, yeah. Not even that. When we're talking as men, right? So I'm talking to men. Like, I can't hold a woman accountable for being a woman. Women have to have those conversations. So I'm sorry that, because what I will say, I do understand men do feel like it's an unequal balance sometimes. Like, you feel like you do everything, you're not getting the reciprocated love. Yeah. I felt it before, I understand. But it's like, I can only talk about what I need to get better. I'm a man, so a lot of times it come out as men. So sometimes, even some of these conversations, it might be things that I've learned, right? I might be even talking about
And we'll
myself,
say it, though. You'll
right?
say it, though.
Yeah, so that's why I even said, like, bro, it's been times where I was a whole-ass nigga on some whole shit. Like, bro, I didn't do some whole-ass shit before. You know what I'm saying? In a relationship, I'm like, bro, you need to either come out of this relationship because it's bringing the worst out of you, or you need to grow up. I'm being real. So it's like, again, I'm not here to pander, but I'm also not here to talk to a woman about what they should be doing. That's a woman job.
Let's talk about the Bible. What does the Bible say about that? What you're talking about?
Like, what, pointing fingers?
The plank in your eye. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And oftentimes, it's like, we're so rooted on trying to hold them accountable. It's like a plank in the eye. And I think I'm going to use a real life example about my mom. And I had to realize that, like, a lot of the issues that I was projecting on women, and still to this day, was because of my relationship with my mom and how I was perceiving her because she was an authority figure and this, that, and the third. So I used to feel like, dang, bro, like, why are you so tough on me? This, that, and the but not realizing what she was dealing with. Mm. And as a parent, you probably could relate to this. It's like, when I went to therapy and unpacked the fact that, like, bro, she was trying the best that she could. Mm-hmm. And trying to place, like, morals and principles in me that, like, would really keep me alive for survival, for the sake of survival. But she understood it from a different standpoint, where it's like, you need these. Like, this is a meaning of life and death. And as a kid, I can't process that. Mm. But like, a lot of us are still holding on to our childlike
pain, trauma,
but then also incorporating as like this form of ego. But you're having a childlike ego. It's not ego. You can say good or bad, take it how you want. But like, from a standpoint of a man versus a child will find justification in anything. Mm. Because they want it. It's like short-term gratification. Whatever I want, I'm going to have. Mm. So, like, but when you're taking it from a standpoint of man, you understand this is from a standpoint of survival and sustainability. So, yeah, I may have ego and take pride in these certain things, but I take pride in being a good man.
Yeah.
It's different than, like, I just want this and got to have this, so I'm going to do... No, but then when you unpack it, talking about my mother, you realize that, like, just because I was hurt or in a season, and now, bro, my mom tell me she loved me all the time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm cool. Mm-hmm. But because I came from a position of hurt, that doesn't mean that now I'm going to go out my way to try to dethrone or bring down the gender that I felt hurt from because I had hurt within myself. Mm. You really got to do that work, bruh.
Yeah.
Because that's what we were, again, getting back to the topic that it was the fine line between love and hate. A lot of people are out here because they really want to pour out that love, but they feel like they can't because they're scared.
Yeah.
And guess what? In the absence of love, that opens up the door for hate. And absolutely. Instead of people dealing with that barrier that's keeping the love from coming out, nah, I'm going to feed that hate. I'm going to feed that.
Yo, it's like, man, can somebody really, truly forgive, right? And like, again, not trying to make this a super extreme, but it I think about slavery the same way. It's like, bro, I say this, and this might be a controversial conversation, but I feel like sometimes black people not going to be happy until they have a slave of their own. Because they always blame everything on slavery. You get what I'm saying? It's like, you really want to treat white people how they treated you. I say that to say, like, yo, we go through these things with our moms, and it's like, it's showing that it's really a cycle. Like, do you really want to forgive? Do you really want to have this love and be equal? Do you really want that? Or do you want to suppress the woman that you're with like you felt like you were suppressed from your moms, right?
And that's the thing. When you really unpack it, I'm so glad that you said that. But my mom loves me more than anybody in this world. Mm. I couldn't see it, though. And so many times as men, there's so many people around us that love us, bro. I'm talking about we'll die for you. But you can't see it because you're holding on to that pain. Mm. You're holding on to that hate. You're going to project it. So you got to build up this alter ego and this persona of this person that just hates everybody. Why? Because it's easier to be on that other side. Because if I just make everybody the villain, then it justifies my behavior.
Yeah, man, I think you're right. But a lot of times, bro, I'm going to be honest, man. I don't think we know, though. Right? Like, you see how we can have this conversation? Because we had to come out of that.
Exactly.
When you in that, you don't know. So I don't want, again, I'm being fair. I don't want to blame the guys for it, right?
No.
But these are things that we got to be able to look at ourselves in the mirror and just, or try to unpack, right? It's no excuses now, right? Like, if you aren't sure, maybe get therapy. Not because you think something is wrong, right? But just because you're curious.
Yeah.
You should be curious to know how you can get better. You should be curious to see what are some things that's going wrong with me, right? But people don't care enough. People aren't inquisitive enough, right? You got to be inquisitive so you can know, I want to unpack some things that I might not even know is there.
So how do you get there, though? Because I know what got me there, but I'm curious, like, what do you think? How do you get to that space?
Cause I think it's something you got to have in you.
Okay.
I mean, of course, you got to go through something sometimes, maybe. But, like, if you don't go through something, again, I'm talking from a place of not knowing, like not thinking nothing is wrong, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it got to be something that's in you that cares to go deeper than the surface, right? Like that want to know, like, yo, let me see what's going on with me, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that when you have that, for me, that moment where it's like, I want joy. Mm. That's it. Because you talk about happiness, and we had this conversation before, happiness is fleeting. Happiness is circumstantial. Happiness is something that you get from doing or somebody doing for you. But you talk about joy. Joy is something that is, like, for lack of better words, from a spiritual standpoint, it's eternal. Mm. It's something that you don't have to work for. It's in you. So regardless of what the circumstances you're going through, you still have, you could be joyful, even in the midst of pain, even in the midst of sorrow, this, that, and the third. And I remember having that moment where I was like, dang, bro, like, I want joy. Like, I don't just want to be happy no more. Like, I want to be joyful. But along with joy, what do you find in that? There's peace.
Yeah.
And that was kind of like that. I remember, because I was in a relationship at that time. And I thank God for the self-awareness, because that wasn't me. That was God all along. The self-awareness to be able to recognize, like, no, I'm getting angry. Like, I'm in a position where I'm blessed, but I can't. What I said exactly in that moment was, bro, I done worked so hard to get here, that all the struggles that I went through to get to this space, that now that I'm here in the answered prayer, I'm bitter. Mm. I can't even appreciate it because I done went through so much shit to get to this place. Mm. So now it's like, and I said it, I was like, bro, I think I need help. Like, I think I really need to go out and reach out to a therapist to unpack why is it that I'm now in a place where I got everything that I wanted in this season, but I can't even enjoy it. It feels like a void because of the path to it.
Yeah. Nah, it's important to go get that, bro, because, like, I think a lot of men don't talk about that, like, the heartbreak. And, like, I was talking to you, it was hard to have the conversation because, like, I think we are so, we're so focused on the bigger picture that we can't focus on it right now. I don't have time. We feel like we don't have time, right? We feel like one day missed of work it's the end of the world. You know what I'm saying? We got to get to this money. So like when we go through breakups, we get to it, we start working out, we get to work and we get into this bag. You know what I'm saying? As a new person, like we look good, we feel good. And you really not unable to like uncover all of those feelings that you really had. And I'm not going to lie, I kind of was, I've been forced to sit in those feelings. Cause like I'm in the crib, I'm working all the time. And there be times where like, man, I miss my family. I'm going to keep it all the way 100 with you, bro. And like I was telling you upstairs, like, I think the hardest thing about the breakup was seeing somebody who was once my best friend become my enemy. And not saying my enemy in a sense of like we hate each other right now, but it was moments where that word got spilled around, right? Like thrown around, like I hate you, right? And it's like, how can it go from my man to I hate you? Or even me, right? How can it go from I love this woman so much, but I'm saying all these nasty things, I'm saying these foul things, like I'm putting her down. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I think that's the part that hurt the worst because, yo, all I can remember is like positive moments. Like we had so many good times and I don't know, I just don't want to go through that again, bro. Like the last thing I want to go through is having somebody be my friend and like we know we got each other back to like, I can barely even talk to you. You get what I'm trying to say? And it's like, it makes me want to just, I don't know, I just want to do it right the next time because, like, I know, it almost, I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel, bro. Sometimes I feel like I wish we probably should have never even, like, went so far. Minus having my daughter, like, that's one of my biggest blessings in my life. But it almost made me feel like we shouldn't have went that far because we knew we had issues, right? We knew that, I don't want to say we knew we wasn't compatible. We just wasn't mature enough to, like, choose ourselves first because we had the same problems through our entire relationship, right? And it's like, again,
ooh.
Because I say these things, I want to be real, right? And it's like, you so oftentimes we put our how we feel and like what we really want to the side for sake of liking somebody, not understanding that person won't be the same person from today to tomorrow. And when I say tomorrow, 5-10 years from now. So how many times like you met somebody and it was something that you didn't like, 5 years go by and they still do the same thing. But just because you liked them in the beginning, you was in a honeymoon stage, you let it slide. Right, but now you complaining about that later on. That's why now, in today's, when I'm dating now, I'm very intentional about what I don't like because the last thing I want to do is make you feel like you got to change because I know how that feel, right? I don't want to feel like it's never good enough. I don't want to feel like somebody is not happy with me, that they got to change or create this character to be who they want to be, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to feel like that. So I don't want to do that to somebody else, right? So now I'm super intentional with something that I don't like. Instead of me complaining about it and you changing it for the moment for me to like you and then continue to fall into that or continue to do that later on because that's who you are, I'd rather get with somebody that I like. So if you do something that might be irritating, but I'm cool with, if I'm cool with it now, I'll be cool with it later. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Granted, we could change and everybody can evolve, but it's like, that's just where I'm at with it now and going through like my situation because that hurt, bro. Like, man, like, that's my dog. But at the end of the day, like, I'd be lying to say if, like, I don't think that was something that neither one of us really cared for. Like I don't want to say we forced it, but it was a lot of things that we just ain't mesh right.
Do you feel like this is making a real left turn on this conversation, but people retreat to marriage in the hopes that it will fix things that are stemming within the relationship? Do you feel like y'all kind of, I've heard that before. Do you feel like that was your mindset? Like maybe if I get into this place, that will help fix things.
Nah, man, I think, man, I ain't gonna lie to you. I think, I think one of our biggest downfalls for being men is our biggest strength, bro. And that's just being problem solvers, right? It was a point in that relationship where I was willing to do whatever I had to do to make it work. You get what I'm saying? Because I didn't want to give up on it. And honestly, bro, that can be toxic because when do you walk away? Like, if it wasn't for Sade leaving me or moving out, I probably would still be trying to fight to this day. You get what I'm saying? So, like, it's almost like I needed that to break them chains, right? Because I know it was a lot of hurt for me, too. It was a lot of hurt for her. She just had the courage enough to walk away. And I feel like a lot of men, we don't have that courage to just walk away and leave. And to get back to your point, I think we're just willing to do anything we can to stay. But are we really staying if our mind's somewhere else? Mm. Are we really staying if our heart's somewhere else? You know what I'm saying? And I think we just got to be strong as men. We got to really love ourselves. I think it was times in that relationship where I didn't put myself first. So because I didn't put myself first, I never knew how to put her first. I thought I was. I was doing what I thought was right. I was doing what I saw was right, right? What I felt was right. What I heard was right. But I wasn't really doing what was right because I couldn't put myself first. So if I can't put myself first, I damn sure can't put somebody else first. And I'm damn sure not putting God first, right? I'm just being real. So it's like, we have all these fucking think pieces on these podcasts, but like, what do we really be talking about? And like, I'm just being honest, and I don't know, bro, but like, that shit hurt because, man, you know, marriage for me, it was like, it wasn't that I was settling, but it was like, this is somebody I love, right? We already, I was going, it was a lot of things, I'm gonna be honest with you, bro, I'm breaking down. Oh, man, it was a lot of things that influenced that, right? So we just got introduced to a new church, right? And we say community is everything. Yeah. Every man in our group is married, right? Every man in my group went to the court to get married first, right? They still had their weddings, but they went to the court to get married. And like that was a big influence, right? Because first of all, I'm with this woman. I've been with her for 5-6 years, right? I love her, right? Yeah, we going through problems, but it's like if we're not gonna break up, then what we doing? I'm in church at the time. So it's like, and I'll be real, bro, it's lazy. I'm gonna be real with you, bro. Getting married was one of the easier things I could do, right? If we gonna have that conversation, let's have it, right? Like, it's so many things that we're not supposed to curse, drink, listen to different type of music, right? Getting married because I was with somebody was one of the easier things to do when it came to the habits and when it came to my sins, right? And then the people that were around me was an influence, right? Because they all married. And it's like, yo, if I'm not gonna break up with this woman, what am I doing? Let's just get married. Right. And I mean, some people might not agree with that, but it was real. It's like, yo, I'm fornicating. I'm like, this is unnecessary. We could really just get married and I'll be good. Right. And so it was a multitude of things. I don't think I was ever thought about it as of like, let me get married to fix this. But, you know, that was a secondary thought, though, again. And now I'm thinking about it because, you know, it's conversations of like feeling like not feeling secure.
Right, I was about to say that. A lot of times people use that
security. I don't think I'm doing everything to make you feel secure. I'm doing everything. Like I'm paying the bills. Like I'm struggling. You don't even know. I'm doing everything so you can feel secure. And it just felt like it just, at times, it would feel like it wasn't enough, right? So it's like, yo, okay, you want security, so let me give you my last name, right? I want you to feel secure. But again, I'm not about to sit up here and act like that. That wasn't like my first thought. You know what I'm saying? It was a thought, a secondary thought, but it was like, man, I don't think I got married to like try to get it better.
Remedy the situation, yeah.
Yeah. I already knew it was, but that was, if anything, it was understanding that, yo, we going through things. We've been going through things. It's 6 years. We've been going through things every fucking year of the relationship. We ain't, it's like, if we're not going to break up, why aren't we getting married? Again, like, even now, it played out how it is. Like, shit, we ain't have nothing to take from each other, to be real, right? Like, I'm going to keep it 100.
Right.
But we had an understanding, like, we ain't trying to take nothing. You know what I'm saying? So for it's me, I understand people that's rich, but like, y'all get married, you gonna take all my stuff, but we ain't had them issues. Like, we was pretty cool when it came to, like, just how we rock with each other. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for me, I wasn't worried about that. And if I wanted to, she was down for the prenup, right? Like, she was down for all of that. So for me, it was like, bro, what are you doing? You with this chick for 6 years, y'all got problems, so break up. Okay, we not gonna break up then. Why not get married? That's how simple it was for me, honestly. And that was a long-ass answer, but that was...
That's real. And I think going back to the initial conversation, because this all started from the clip and everybody's reaction to it. It's crazy that we have gone through that, unpacked all this trauma and everything from that clip, because I think when you talk about why people are so triggered by it, I think similar to how we just unpacked that in real time of different standpoints and things that you had to evolve through, grow through, and have that understanding... As more men have those enlightening moments, bro, within themselves and understanding, like, bro, you got to be able, you said, I couldn't love myself. So yeah. There's no way I could have loved her first.
There's no way. Did that light turn out? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It did.
Did I even turn it on?
I think it was, but.
You try to turn it on? I'm sorry. My bad, y'all. I apologize. I'm fucking up. Biscuit in the building. What up, brother? It's cold down this motherfucker, right? Yo, it's halfway through the show. Yo, make sure you cash at Mr. J Hill. any donations we taking is going to support what Biscuit, we got going on.
You want a shot?
You want a shot?
Bamboo.
Dark. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
Hey, yeah. The cups are
in that second box right there.
Or you can have this one right here. It's clean. Double cup. But yeah, man.
It's, okay. Underscore, Mr. Underscore.
Yeah, Mr. J Hill Cash App. So you get Mr. J Hill Cash App. Yeah, man. I don't know why that light keep cutting off, but whatever. I thought it plugged it up.
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, man. But I do want to say, I was going to say something, man, before we finish. Do the work for yourself, because like you said, I couldn't love myself, right? And I didn't know how to set boundaries, bro. You know what I'm saying? And do it before it's too late, because I'm gonna be straight up with you.
Oof.
I'm gonna be straight up with you. Like,
before it's too late.
I'm gonna be 100%. I still love that girl.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
who you talking to? Yeah, you talking to them.
You gotta understand.
Because you, ain't, like, you ain't
but
talking
I want
to
it to be understood though. I say before it's too late, because I don't think we could ever work out though. Mm. Like, I don't want this to be like go with people's heads, like, oh, he wanna get back with it.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
No, it's too late, because that love can't go nowhere. That's why I said that's one of my biggest fears, because, bro, this is somebody that I would die for.
Somebody your kids.
You know what I'm saying? You can't take that back, right? So even though I know we can't work, that's unfortunate. So like I say to all my fellas out there, do the work to love yourself so you can show up your best you. So you can put your foot down in moments where you need to put your foot down. Because it's going to be times where somebody do something that you don't like and you got to, what's a boundary if you don't enforce it? It's nothing. It's just a complaint. So it's either you enforce your boundaries or you just complain like a hoe, right? I'm sorry. I was a hoe at times. I still probably got a hoe tendency. It just is what it is. I'm not about to keep prefacing these conversations for you niggas. Fuck it. You either get it or you don't. But yeah, so you either enforce your boundaries or you keep complaining and you just be a hoe, right? So do the work on the front end. Because if you do the work on the front end, you will show up as your best self and nobody will ever be able to play with you. Because if you continue to let people play with you, you're going to build something that you can't undo. And I'm telling you right now, it feels, bro, you know how broken that feels sometimes, bro? Like the fact that, I don't even know how to say this right, but I'm just being honest. I feel like I love somebody that can't love me back, right? And not even in a negative way. It's like we aren't there, like compatibility-wise. But it's my fault because I didn't do the work. It's things that both of us probably seen in one another that we wish we could have just, yo, this ain't. I done did a lot of shit. I'm inflicted a lot of pain on this girl. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure if she looked at herself in the mirror, she'd be like, I should have been walked away. You get what I'm saying? But that's because we were two broken people. Right? Like, if you show up your best self, and I hope I'm not oversharing. I don't know. I have a conversation. I don't know. But I'm just trying to be transparent, bro. Like, you got to do the work so you can show up your best self so you won't get played with. Because if you're not your best self, people won't continue to play with you. And guess what you're going to do? You're going to continue to point the finger at somebody else and put the blame on them. And that's all we keep getting to. Like, it's people pointing the fingers at somebody else. It ain't them. It's you. Because you gave them the access to do it to you. You got to look in the mirror. And also understand, when you point the finger, guess how many you got pointed back to you? 3. And again, me, I'm a weird nigga. So my thumb bends. So sometimes 4. I'm just saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got 3 of them motherfuckers looking pointing back at you. So you need to be careful how you pointing the finger at people. So, like, I mean, again, man, I'm just here to try to help.
I'll say this last point. To what you just said.
I'm giving all my shit out. Like, y'all in my business at this point.
Nah, we dropping this on Patreon. Y'all niggas got to pay for this. But
fuck it, man. Hopefully we get some subscribers.
The last point that I said, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, bro. Y'all let God love you.
Mm-hmm.
You won't know how to love yourself unless you let God love you.
Wow.
And then you won't be able to love somebody else if you can't love yourself. So you see how that domino effect works out? You know what I'm saying? Because again, I said it before, I'll say it again. I had a conversation with God before. And I felt like what he said to me in that moment was some of the stuff that you allowed yourself to go through, I would never let you go through.
Mm,
so you talk about how to enforce a boundary. I didn't even know what the boundary was.
Sheesh.
I'm drawing lines in the sand that he drew the line in the sand back there. And I'm still walking trying to draw lines in the sand. I'm over here like, oh, I think this is the line in the sand. He like, boy, I done stopped a meter ago. What you talking about?
You a blind man, literally and figuratively.
What you talking about?
With your fucking cane.
Bro, what we talking about right
now? Damn.
So now when you understand that boundary.
That's crazy.
And it's like, okay, I may not get as perfect to that, but I'm going to step as close to that boundary as possible. Wow. Oh, believe you me, bro. You'll be able to love anybody. You'll be able to love you, boy. You talk about turn the other cheek. Oh, now I understand it because Jesus created them boundaries. Okay, cool. All right, bet.
Let me ask you this.
What are you about to say?
Let me ask you this. Do you think we can actually love somebody like a, what is it? Corinthians? Nah. What is it, Matthew?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
What are you talking
it's
about?
Corinthians, what is it, fourth? Like, love is, love don't boast.
Oh, love is patient, love is, like Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 13.
Do you think that's a love that humans can actually attain?
Yeah, I think I do. Like, and then, you know what's crazy, bro? The people that show that love, you never hear about because they're not looking for nothing. Like, there's probably somebody in your family, like that aunt, bro, that's just happy, bro, that just pours out love. Or there's this person that you run across, bro, and they just have an aura of love.
Pull it up.
Huh?
Pull it up.
What you mean?
The
verse? Bro, I do believe, bro.
For the people that don't know, let's read this real quick. I read this, bro, many times, and it's like, whew. I had to ask myself, like, bro, damn, were you this? Like, before you point the finger to anybody about what they did to you, were you this? And I can't say yes. I can't say yes.
Which version you want? You want
King James? Do the regular one so his people can understand. What is that? NIV?
NIV, yeah.
Yeah. It says...
As you can see, it's highlighted because I done been in this verse many times.
It says, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. Mm-hmm. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. It always trusts. Always hopes. Always perseveres. Love never fails.
There you go.
But where there are
prophecies.
Keep going for me.
There will cease. Where there are tongues, there will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part in prophecy, but when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child.
Mm.
I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put the childhood ways behind me.
Can we love like 1 Corinthians 13?
Bro, I mean, you could keep going. Verse 12 says, for now we only see a reflection as is in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I know fully, even as I am fully known. Bro, Paul was a poet. He said, now of these three remain faith, hope, love. But of the greatest of these is love.
And when I look at that, bro, every time I read that, I think to myself when I say, bro, everything that happened in my relationship was because of me. Because I can't look at that and say I
honor that.
You feel me? Like, and
that's real.
For that, I apologize. You feel me? Like, it's just like, that's hard, bro. And it's like, I want to get to a place where, bro, it's...
You want to know why this is hard, though?
Why?
Because, bro, if you go, you really want to do Bible study today, you go and read 1 John, bro. It says God is love.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, here we go. We missing this at the top. Mm. Bro, the domino effect, bro. It's like, if you missing this, how you expect to find stillness and completeness here at the bottom if you don't even got it at the top?
You don't have the foundation.
It's not it's like it doesn't trickle down.
Mm.
It starts here. Mm. Your vertical relationship affects your horizontal relationship. We know this to be true. But if God is love, I don't know what love is outside of God. Yeah, bro. So we having this conversation. And again, bring it full circle. It's a lot of people that are in that clip that are still seeking love, bro.
Mm.
And granted, our approach, I still stand on what I said. In this current season, you probably moving like a bad bitch. Yeah. I will not take that back.
I embrace my duality of
being
a human.
But you can be a wholesome individual. Just let God love you, bro.
Yeah. You can be a wholesome individual and still be loved by God. You whole ass nigga. Let God love you. I'm just joking. But nah.
Let's get to the shit.
Yeah,
man.
Let's get, man. Nah, that was good. Bro, we be talking about some shit, bro. And I just gave it. I don't know how I. It'd be hard talking about my shit, bro. I'd be like, I know people probably think it's easy. Like, it's just public. Nigga, no, nigga. I be pouring out my damn heart. I be wanting to delete this shit. That shit. But I really do it for sake of people, like, being able to just hopefully can hear and it can better somebody. Because, like, bro, like, man, it was some times, man.
Nigga, I wish I had somebody talking like this when I was going through what I was going through.
Yeah.
Being transparent about it. Maybe they were out there and I just wasn't, I couldn't find them when I needed them.
Yeah,
but man. I pray that if anybody listens to this conversation, they're like, bro, yeah, we might pop our shit, but at the end of the day, bro, what is the purpose of having this conversation? It's to start the conversation and the hope is to so that you can see the humanity of people and know that you can strive to have this love.
Mm-hmm.
But nah, bro.
Let's have fun, man. Come on. Biscuit, what up, brother? Toasting.
Biscuit, we really need to get you a mic. Nah, we're going to get to one. Don't even worry.
Let's get into the shits, man. We might have to record one with Biscuit after this.
Biscuit, you down to record? He said, that's why I'm here. He said, y'all niggas.
Yeah, don't let him trick bag you. He ain't pull up just to watch. I can't support you. He fucking shit. I fuck with the show. No, I believe you. Because he actually said it.
He did. He like, did,
y'all,
bro.
He's like, yo, y'all just did that just to pull up.
Man, listen, if you were in Atlanta... We're gonna give you, can we give Biscuit free promo? No. Shout out to Happy Hour in Edgewood. Biscuit has a major project on the way, man. And he's shown so much love. I ain't gonna lie. Since we started dropping clips, so.
He showed me love last night.
He did?
Thank God. Like, bro, what's the point of having friends that own shit if you can't get benefits? Like,
the first time I pulled up, I'm like,
okay, I'm supporting you, whatever. But, yo, what's the point of having friends?
This nigga is
sick. And they, like, friends that's popping, if you can't benefit from their poppiness. Like, nigga, like, you own a restaurant, I should be able to pull up and get a drink or two. Shit, nigga. But last night.
He showed love.
Hey, like, what? Shit, he showed a little more than love. Last night. Cause I can't
I
dolo.
Nah, I ain't even. You can't dolo?
I can't. Yes, I came dolo. I came dolo. Didn't I come dolo? I came dolo and something. Yes, I pulled up dolo.
So when you called me, you was dolo. Cause when I pulled you, up and I seen somebody there, I was like, hold up, nigga.
Yeah, then my homie pulled up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she pulled up. You feel me? Like, bro, you know, man, we love girl presence.
Yeah,
so I'm like, yo, naturally. I ain't. And I be working. You know what I'm saying? So like sometimes. Like, sometimes I'll be texting people, I'll be inconsistent and shit. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm out, fuck it, pull up. You know what I'm saying? You know, hey, I ain't scared to talk about what's going on. That's why I like it. Like, because I'm honest, you feel me? So, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Oh, it's cool.
That's why I asked you, did you have a good week?
Nah, I ain't do nothing. I ain't had sex in a minute.
But you remember what I said? We're going to normalize having a good week without getting some pussy. So, you can have a good week and not get some pussy. Like, can we be honest? I'm just saying.
Keep that negative shit over there.
That's negative?
Yes.
Wow. We go back to the beginning. You got to find that joy within.
Hey, I find the joy
within the pussy.
Nah, I wasn't going to say that, but I find the joy by myself, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you a sick nigga. This, what?
You don't masturbate? You don't beat your dick?
I'm not having this.
Now you going to call me a sick nigga? That's a crazy title. You a sick nigga, this nigga. For beating my
I'm
dick?
Thinking you talking something holistic and everything. This is what you talking about. I'm thinking you giving a gym to the people. Nigga talking about some.
That is a gym.
That's a gym.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Dear men out there, beating your dick could save your life. No care. What? Nigga, what? You don't make... You make rash decisions when you're horny. You don't decisions when you're horny.
Okay,
so guess what? All you gotta do is take a second. It only take a second. I don't know about y'all. Like, free? It take like a minute, if that. I ain't gonna lie to you. 35 seconds, nigga. 33 seconds. I'm trying to tell you. It don't take that long. The longest. What take long for me is finding the right porn. That's it. Everything else is. Nigga, I find a porn that's 7 minutes. It only take 33 seconds. So, Annie, listen to what I'm telling you right now. You're not you. What with the Snicker commercial? You're not you. You're not you when you're horny. I promise you, just take 60 seconds out of your day when you're horny and you get the text and you get the going crazy act, texting all of these girls you don't want to text and just acting insane like an animal, beat your dick. I bet you're going to come to your senses after that. Beat your dick. Y'all think I'm joking. Y'all ain't never beat y'all dick and
nigga
it felt different.
Post,
like, I'm good. Like,
nigga
I
said
even,
that post nut clarity is different.
I ain't even, nigga, yes, you have post nut clarity with yourself. Yes. In my life. So you never beat your dick and you was like, man, what the fuck? What the fuck? Nigga, I done beat my dick and exit out the Pornhub.
Nigga
like,
say,
so
yeah. Nigga say, yeah. He was bro,
I done,
say,
yeah. And keep y'all in trouble. But I done beat my dick and exit out the porn site so bad. I'd be like, oh, what the fuck?
You feel this cussing out there.
Like, you feel me? So I was like, yo.
But you ain't do nothing else.
Right. So you horny ass niggas out there. Y'all niggas are sick. There's a bunch of horny niggas out there. Just beat your dick, man. You need to just love yourself some. Give yourself self-love at the highest form. That can save your life.
Nigga subscribing to it. He was crying in the beginning, but see.
Beating your dick can save your life. Let's get into the farm, man. Come on, let's go.
Well, speaking of that.
Biscuit, can you do me a favor? Can you tell me where we at? We got help in this motherfucker.
Just look this on is the time? Like how long we been recording?
On the, the Rodecaster. They gonna see, y'all might see Biscuit walking. But let's get into the shits, man.
Brother. It's been a week. TikTok might be going out.
Oh, man.
And we went viral.
Sheesh.
But more importantly, this nigga academic.
Perfect.
An hour what?
Three. We good.
Damn.
We good.
Niggas was rapping today.
We good. We got another hour. Come on.
Academics, comments on LeBron James. And it's crazy because I didn't even see that comment. You was the one that like brought this up because I hadn't seen it.
Because I like academics, bro. God damn, he pisses me off. How many people we got to call gay on this podcast?
Nah.
If that ain't gay, respectfully. All right, no, you right. If that ain't some whole shit.
Thank you.
What is?
No, that was some whole shit. Because like, hold up. Let me see if I can find a clip.
What the fuck is you talking about?
You sent me the clip.
Why does it matter? We don't need the clip, man. Why does it matter if Drake giving LeBron, why you want to bring down that? Mind your fucking business. Bro, you know what the problem is, bro? I'm sorry. I get into these rants.
Yeah, go
you
ahead.
Know what the problem is, bro? Niggas don't be scared of nothing. These are the niggas you need to be scared of. I ain't beefing with a nigga like academics.
Yo, hell nah.
These are the niggas, yo.
They got nothing to lose.
Niggas be, like, yo, where I'm from, it was certain rules and boundaries that was put in place. So you don't do this because this will happen. And all in all, I'm scared for that to happen, so I won't even do that. That's why you see niggas beating on bitches. That's why you see niggas treating people any they saying anything out there because they not scared or nothing. Because boundaries wasn't enforced. Because they don't come from them type of neighborhoods. I come from a neighborhood where you cross the line, you get dealt with. So you don't do certain things. That's why these niggas is acting like that. We need to bring back rules and regulations because you niggas is moving like hoes. Bro, think of why are you talking about... Bro, you're...
For the people that don't know, give them.
Academics went on his stream and he was basically talking about the beef. Like he was talking about Drake
the track, yeah.
Right? And in that, Drake was talking about LeBron James and why, and he was breaking down why Drake was upset with LeBron James. Allegedly, I guess, Drake was bringing holes for LeBron. I don't know, right? That's
allegedly.
Allegedly, he was breaking that down, and he was saying, "Yeah, nigga, like if I'm bringing you holes and you married, you shouldn't be dancing to a Kendrick Lamar song. You could have left that out. You could have left that part out, bro. You could have been like, yo, nah, bro. We people, and you know, we've been rocking for a long time, and we shouldn't even go like that. And that should be understood. We men understand that. We probably won't think as women, but we understand. Like, nah, bro. Like, yeah,
you right.
Something." Yeah, it's something that, all right, I might not know. You ain't, bro, you confirming or fake confirming that LeBron cheating on his wife, like, bro, that's corny, bro. But, Alex, you know I'm going to go there, though. And you know a lot of niggas don't agree with my opinions, but I don't give a fuck y'all niggas. One, I hope it's not true, right? Two, I really want to see the day where we have our leaders and our, like, role models be that. Right, because again, I don't know if this is true. I'm just saying hypothetically, right?
Okay.
I don't even want to hear none of these rumors. I'm gonna give it to her. Again, I'm talking to men. I wanna be that guy that when I walk in the room, niggas know Jay, he ain't fucking with no hoes. Like he's really that nigga. Yeah. I'm gonna show you niggas what that nigga is. Right? I'm gonna show y'all what being that nigga really is. Being faithful to your woman, treating her good. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm gonna I wasn't taught that. Growing up in the hood, I was taught that be a player. You can be player. You ain't gotta be a player. You get what I'm trying to say? Be player. Being player, gangster. Yeah. Taking care of your family, that's player. Taking care of your woman, that's player. That's what gangster is.
Being so honest. That's being
that's,
faithful.
That's playful. No, for real. That's player for real. So it's like, again, I'm not saying it's true. But like, these rumors, I don't even want to hear this shit. I want to be so untouchable. You can't, you was doing what? Nigga, don't play with me. You can't even say that about me. You know what I'm trying to say? So again, I don't want to, and I'm not trying to pander both sides. I'm just being real. This is how I really feel. Mm-hmm. I fight that fight. That fight of temptation is hard. But I fought it, and I was winning that motherfucker. Don't play with me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just being real. So I say that to say, going back to act, like, bro, some shit you don't discuss. We men, we built different, bro. And that's why I be like, niggas is hoes, niggas is gay. I might joking like that. But it's like, yo, what happened to being a stand-up nigga? We move differently out here. We move militant. We was the ones they sent to the army when shit went down. Act like it, nigga. You niggas be softer than motherfucking baby ass. Like fucking Charmin tissue. Like, I'm just saying, like, yo, I get upset about this because this shit I be really passionate about, bro. Like, little things like keeping your word, little things about standing on business, like, that shouldn't even have to be like, I shouldn't even have to question that, bro. Even if we have disagreements, I shouldn't have to question that. You get what I'm saying? So when I see a nigga like Academics, a nigga that I don't want to say I look up to in the way of like being a role model.
I mean, but he's hustling. This, like, he does what he knows what he's doing.
He own this media shit, bro. Yeah. And I'm going to call it spade a spade. He own this shit. He's really good at this shit.
He is.
One of the few who do at a high level. When I see you keep crashing out like that, I don't even want to watch you, bro. Because now your morals fucked up. Now you don't, what?
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, we had that conversation about journalism last week. And I think it's... You said something upstairs, bro. It's never cool to try to destroy somebody's household, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you out here trying to destroy the man's household. And again, we don't even know what the situation may be. And again, it's a rumor. But even if they did, what if they had an open situation? You know what I'm saying? And
what if they
don't
had
want
an
that
agreement between each other?
Again, we don't know what's going on between their lives. But this is somebody that you know is in a community that loves music.
Fucking
above
great.
All else, in relationships and this, that. LeBron has gone on record to be a student of the game, bro. You know he loves hip hop. So yes, this is a cultural thing, bro. Nigga, you were a Drake fan.
Yeah.
Are a Drake fan.
Yeah.
But you even said, okay, nah, Kendrick had it on that.
Yeah.
So, bro, as a student of the game and people that actually like the culture of what hip hop is, bro, you gotta admit your boy took an L, bro.
And it's okay, bro. But get back up and fight another.
My only thing is, why is he? I feel like Academics more mad about the situation than Drake.
Nah, I don't even want to have this conversation.
I feel like
we still talking about Drake and Kendrick. I don't want to have this conversation because
I feel like Academics more mad than
probably, but bro.
We don't even have that conversation.
I really like Drake music, bro. I always said Drake was corny to me. I always said that. So that's consistent. I don't care what nobody
says. Talk about this, yeah.
But.
You going outside?
Yeah. I think Drake fall should be studied.
I don't think he fell, though.
It's bad, bro. I don't even. Like,
Biscuit, you think he fell?
Bro,
nigga said he got up.
Bro, Drake. It's heartbreaking to see because, like, every time he in the news now is about Kendrick. You making these songs about, like, leave it alone. It's like that little insecurity. I don't know if you ever felt this. Like, when I used to do this thing when I was younger, right?
Uh-huh.
And not even a kid, like, an adult. I used to do this thing when I was younger where, like, if I felt uncomfortable, I'd talk about it a lot. And you could tell I'm uncomfortable because I keep talking about it.
Like, the subject matter, yeah.
Yeah, like, I keep trying to bring it up. That's how I feel. Now I'm getting secondhand embarrassment because, like, every time when you go on a stream, yeah, I ain't talking about that guy. Yo, you lost, bro. We know. You ain't got to keep bringing it up. It's like you do that because your conscience keep playing tricks because you're embarrassing because you think everybody, like, that's the elephant in the room.
Yeah, you're overcompensating.
Yeah, it's like, bro, you cannot mention this nigga name, bro, and we'll be okay, bro. We know you lost, bro. We don't care, bro. Move on. Like, you don't have to keep doing that. That's why I say, like, I'm joking when I say I want to talk about it, but it's like, bro, like, when the last time you heard something you wanted to hear from Drake? I don't know. Like, even a little, what'd he drop? The music?
The thing that started the whole LeBron?
The freestyle? I think he dropped like a whole, like.
Oh, yeah, the Circadian. That was cool, though. Like, one of the songs was cool off of it.
Yeah, one of them. He dropped, like, how many songs?
I think, like, four or five.
Man, I don't know, bro. I feel like his fall need to be studied, so that shit don't happen again.
I think when you're in a place like a Drake, it's tough to be sustainable throughout all seasons. It's tough to be sustainable throughout all seasons, bro.
He showed us, though. That's why I'm confused, because he showed us that he was like, yo, we going to see who here 10 years from now. He was there 20 years from now. He was unstoppable. He showed us. He could have lost and be like, no, you got it. And I think niggas would have respected him. I think, personally, I don't know. Maybe not. But if he lost and he was like, yo, no, that nigga, he got it.
Let me ask you another question, then, on that point. I remember Deion Sanders one time, he said his greatest strength in life is knowing when to quit. Mm-hmm. And knowing when to walk away. Mm-hmm. Like, as somebody that's at the top of the game or has been a Drake, do you feel like it's time for him to walk away? Like, go be an AR, go be, like...
No, I can't say that. But if he continues to talk about Kendrick, yes. I can't say that because he's, like... that. I can't take nothing away from the nigga, right? Like,
he's goated, bro. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, he's
so, like, I don't think so. I just think he need to... go get therapy, maybe. Like, get over this Kendrick shit. Like, bro, therapy, or go beef with somebody else. Go get a girl. Go get a girl and break up. Like, go get your heart broken. You know what I'm saying? Like, something to get your mind off of Kendrick. Because, like, this is getting played out. We're tired of it. Like,
he's about to perform at the Super Bowl, and it's going to go crazy.
Yeah, we don't care, bro. Hey, what you going to do? Tweet from your little Twitter phone and about his performance, bro? We don't give a damn.
Isn't it crazy? What do you say? Trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers.
And ain't it crazy how to...
That's crazy. Full circle.
Full circle. It's like, but yeah, back to academics, bro. Academics, I don't know, though. I think, like, back to academics. Academics is so great, and you don't have to do that, bro. That doesn't do nothing for your legacy. You want to keep arguing with bitches. Now you fucking talking about a nigga cheating like a bitch. Like, bro, you turning into a bitch. Like, I'm tired of all these transgender-ass niggas. That's what it is. Like, niggas just, I'm
niggas,
sorry.
Niggas, we never get sponsorship. My bad, check. We not never gonna get the sponsors that
you
we
right,
want.
Bro. You right, because transgenders have more fucking, like,
yeah,
morals than that.
Build them up. There you go.
You right.
We want sponsors. Like,
because I know gay niggas that's more of a niggas than you niggas.
I'm gonna keep it 100, bro. Bro, because what this nigga just did, that's uncouth, bro. Academics, bro.
Oh, I'm about to say, because I was like, wait, don't keep it 200. That's it. Like, I'm about to keep it 100, bro. Like, whoa, what the fuck you talking about, Alex? Hold up.
Niggas is uncouth, bro.
Oh, because I thought he was about to come out. I thought he was about to confess. He said, I'm going to keep it 100, bro. What the fuck you keeping 100?
Whoa. Wait a minute. I just caught on. Of all the story times that I had on this motherfucking podcast, you would even go in that direction.
I ain't know. Story time, you know. All right, man, what we got next, man? Joy Taylor. I don't like this.
I don't like it either.
I don't even know what to say, because I know niggas gonna hate me for this. But ain't nothing been confirmed. You mean to tell me a random ass chick can come out with a story and y'all just believe it? The internet's going crazy.
Oh boy. You gonna blame the victim?
Nah, but it ain't been confirmed. So I'm not, yo, he called me. Yo, he just as bad as academic. Yo, that was crazy. Yo, that was crazy. He ain't even peep. He called me, I'm a victim, bad. What, you gonna blame the victim? Yeah.
I'm worse than academics all day.
Nah. How do you have those conversations when, that's real though. How do you have that conversation?
What?
Like,
without blaming the victim?
Yeah, that's a great...
Before I think you just take all the facts into consideration. We talk about journalism, you just lay out the facts.
So how do we know what's factual or what's not factual?
Based on what's reported. But that's true.
What's reported. It's a report. That's not a fact, right?
Yeah, but we need more facts. So we say this allegedly was going on.
Right.
But you got to let them go through the series of due process. So it's a lawsuit.
Okay.
So let all the facts come out in the lawsuit. Let her prove her point before we say... Or rest of any conclusions.
Cool. So let me rephrase that then. How can we say anything about Joy when everything is alleged at the moment?
We might not could say nothing.
But the internet is killing this girl.
But that's the conversation right now. That's why we bringing it up.
Like, because they are tearing her a new asshole.
Now.
They saying...
Ocho, or what's his name? Acho, Emmanuel Acho.
They saying Skip Bayless.
No. They saying Skip Bayless with her or other girl.
Hold Did up. They say?
Because now I gotta find a story. All right.
What's up, Biscuit? What's going on?
All right. So for people that don't know,
I feel like any chick in this world was gonna fuck Skip Bayless for $2 million.
$1.5 million.
Nigga, if I had a girlfriend, I would tell her fuck Skip Bayless for $1.5 million.
That was crazy. You pimping now?
Bae. If you don't, that nigga gonna last like 2 minutes. Bae, go get that
nigga
money.
Nigga said 2 minutes.
Go get that money, bae.
1.5 million.
Nigga, my girl, if I had a girl, I'm pretty sure she had sex before. I'm pretty sure.
1.5?
One more ain't gonna hurt her. Go get you that money,
pimping?
Bae.
You pimping?
Hey, you ain't letting your girl
this
fuck
nigga clip farming.
I ain't say the same workspace. Oh, yeah. So you wouldn't let your girl fuck a nigga for $1.5 million?
No!
Nigga's ego.
Nigga's boundaries. We was just talking about boundaries.
Y'all ego be too big.
What is it to gain the world and lose your soul, Jay?
Everything.
All right, so let's get to the facts.
Let's get to it.
All right, so no. Go ahead. But in the complaint.
Go ahead.
So the person, I'm not going to say her name, they're accusing Skip Bayless for making inappropriate advances towards her and offering her $1.5 million in exchange for sex. Hold up. Okay.
Let a girl offer me $1.5 million. Why does that never happen the opposite way?
But you would never hear about it. It probably does happen.
Niggas don't have no boundaries for ourselves.
Niggas.
Yes, take me.
Niggas.
Take me as I am.
Niggas are easy, bro. What? I'm like, 1.5? Nigga, I would have did it for free, nigga.
You give me 1,500.
Nigga, give me the day off on Friday, nigga.
Yo, this nigga is insane.
I just need a day off, nigga.
The day off is crazy. Not even with crazy. Just give me the day off.
What you mean? Right, that's why you don't hear about it. Right, nigga, okay. That shit probably happen every day.
All right, come on.
But nah,
yo,
we can't be serious about off? Nothing.
That was good.
Bro, so she asked for, allegedly offered her $1.5 million in exchange for sex. He also alleges that the executive president of content, Charlie Dixon, groped her during a party and claims that Joy Taylor created a hostile work environment. Now, this is according to Fox Office Sports. So, the victim also claims that Taylor had a sexual affair with Dixon and fellow Fox Sports co-host Emmanuel Acho to move up the company and receive promotions that she otherwise wouldn't have had.
Let me ask you, why does that got to do with her? Like, what does that have to do with her?
With the lawsuit?
Yeah, like, what does that have to do with her?
I guess she's saying, as a result, old clips of Taylor talking about her romantic standards and women have been coming out, but it's also because, I guess she's saying that she had power to create a hostile environment because of the pool that she had.
But she didn't have to mention her having sex. Like, I'm confused. Or she got the pool because she had sex with him. That's what she's saying.
No, but she's also showing the precedent of the culture.
Okay.
So, like, okay, why would he feel comfortable saying that to her because it's already happening with another employee?
In his lawsuit, doesn't allegedly. It say something around something like Joy said something about if she got caught, she would just say it was, like, sexual misconduct? Wasn't that in this?
Say again?
So I didn't read this, but I heard on Twitter or somewhere mm-hmm. where apparently she was saying that if she was to ever get caught, she would just say that it was sexual misconduct or something like that.
I didn't see that. I would have to do some research on that.
That's not in this?
Nah, it's not in this one.
You ain't see that on social media?
Did you talking about that? The clip that she talked
no,
about?
No, like apparently they were saying, like, because everybody was saying that was nasty. Like they were saying that she would just deny it and say it was like some sexual inappropriateness. That's why everybody going crazy.
That's crazy.
Did you see that?
Oh, you're talking about the old clips. So they are talking about the old clips in this report. I mean, this is from The Root, so we're going to cite our source. But it says in a clip on her two personal podcasts, she said, can we keep it a buck? If they're fine enough, if they're funny enough, or if their financial status is what you want, fine, funny, fucking money. And then she continues saying, throw out all boundaries and standards. All that shit you talked on Instagram about how you would never, and this woman, because woman, this and men that, and you're moving forward with this person. On who she smashed. So this is basically what she was saying in response to this. So let me play this video.
Can we just keep it a buck? If they're fine enough, if they're funny enough, or if their financial status is what you want. Fine, funny, fucking money. You're throwing all boundaries, standards, all that shit you talked on Instagram about how you
All right.
Is that what you're referring to?
No, but
okay.
What's wrong with what she said?
She's basically saying you're gonna throw away all your standards and boundaries and everything if the person has money, if they look good, or if they're funny in a workspace.
And
what you gonna say? I mean, people do it.
Yeah, like the thing about this is people always try to use like vulnerability as a as they try to use your vulnerability as a problem or like a weapon. They try to weaponize your vulnerability. That's what I'm trying to say. Because like what I was saying, right? A lot of times you start to like somebody, right? And you put aside your boundaries for the sake of liking somebody. Same thing. I said the same exact thing. As men, as people in general, again, forget the workspace. We put aside our boundaries the moment we like somebody. The moment that little what is it? Phase, the fucking
honeymoon phase.
Honeymoon phase. Think about it. How many times you like somebody and y'all got into a honeymoon phase, y'all got into a rhythm, and it's something that she did that you really didn't like, and you're like, nah, I like her, so I give her the benefit of the doubt. Same thing. It just sounds harsh. Yeah, he got money. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Oh yeah, he look good. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. She said the same thing.
So, I mean, I think with that conversation, it's cool, right? If that's what you subscribe to.
Mm-hmm.
I think on the other side is if you don't. So like, yeah, you will do that.
Yeah.
But still also make room for people that don't want to subscribe to
stand on business. Yeah.
So it's like, all right, yeah, bro, like that 1.5 million will probably change that girl's life.
Yeah.
But she like, bro, I don't like you enough.
My
this.
Character. You,
like
you
my integrity. Yeah, we're exactly. having a conversation of integrity yeah. at this point. So it's like, yeah, bro, you could subscribe to that. You could subscribe to that culture. You could, that is a path that you, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly, right?
Yeah, facts.
That's the path that you want to take. More power to you.
But I shouldn't
project that to say that I have to walk this path or that I should do it this way because of my boundaries that I'm instilling in my morals and things of that nature.
Yeah, or don't take away from opportunities because I don't think that way. You know what this remind me of, bro? The conversation that Steve Harvey and Monique was having. So a while ago, remember, I don't know if it was on a television show, but she was basically like, yo, like, you know things is going wrong. And Steve, and I'm summarizing it. I mean, you might can find mm-hmm. it. But Steve was basically like, yo, I got a family. Like, I'm not trying to hear that. Like, I got to take care of my family. So basically, it might be some things that I got to turn my nose up or turn the other cheek away. And she like, nah, that's not good. But I understood both sides. I don't know if you could bring it up. Like Steve Harvey, Monique, I forgot exactly what it was. It might be that.
To go publicly and say we can't throw our sister under the bus.
Because Mo, listen to me. We fighting two wars here.
What war?
There's two wars. It's what your issue is, and it's what the perception of the issue is, and the narrative has changed.
See, I'm hearing what you're saying, baby, and I agree with it when the narrative changes. But if all of y'all said, this is the only issue I have with it, baby, when all of y'all said privately, to include Oprah, all of y'all said privately, I've done nothing wrong.
When you tell the truth, you have to deal with the repercussions of the truth. We black out here. We can't come out here and do it any kind of way we want to.
Listen to me.
Your husband
yes.
can't be the Sidney that he really is out here.
Let me tell you
that
something.
That flexing,
let me
we
got to
flex
something.
A different way. We let out me. Here in a game. This the money game. This ain't the black man's game. This ain't the white man's game.
It's
this
the money game.
But I'm we in the money game. And you cannot sacrifice yourself. The best thing you can do for poor people is not be one of them. You cannot help them.
We're in the money game. But let me tell you what the game is before the money game.
Like this.
Before the money game, it's called the integrity game. And we've lost the integrity worrying about the money.
But Mo,
and wait a minute.
If I crumble,
if you
my children crumble, my grandchildren crumble. I cannot, for the sake of my integrity, stand up here and let everybody that's counting on me crumble so I can make a statement. There are ways to win the war in a different way.
I don't even know how we got. Yeah,
go ahead. It reminded me of that. Like, it reminded me of it. So it's like, I just had both sides.
Mm.
And I'm not saying that it was that serious for them two, Joy and the chick. Because again, all this is allegedly, right? But how did we get here? We got here by saying, damn, how did we get here?
No, I mean, you were trying to understand like what might work for her because you're talking about the clip.
Yeah, I'm saying two
so
sides. Yeah,
with Joy, yeah. she's saying like, okay,
allegedly, we don't know.
Allegedly,
that. Yeah.
No, she said that. That she said that in a clip. So in the clip, she was saying, yeah, if you're funny, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. All those things go out the door. So that's not alleged.
Yeah.
The people are drawing the comparison as to why they think that she would do that because of things that she said in the past. So
show character. Like,
this, you know what I'm saying? Like, this character is something that she's displayed as far as her character and things of that nature. Now, what I will say is this. People, especially, well, I don't know what Joy Taylor's ethnicity is. I'm not even about to guesstimate. I assume she black, white, past. I don't know.
I thought she was black.
I mean, I don't
know. Why would you think something else?
I don't know. Like, she looks like she's, anyways. But we know, especially within certain communities, but as women in particular, that you have, we often talk about black people. You have to work twice as hard to get half.
You have a small window of opportunity to be successful.
When you talk about women in particular, like, a lot of times, bro, men in power try to abuse that. We've heard about these misconduct cases. We heard about it. I mean, shit, my team playing today. The reason why we got new ownership is because of that misconduct and sexual harassment that took place in the Commander, or Redskins organization at that time. You know what I'm saying? So we know that this is not just something that's happening in the entertainment industry. This is just a part of big business or in these corporations, and it happens day to day. My thing is, like you said, it's two sides to it. Just because one person accepts it doesn't mean that we should ever look at somebody else and say, oh man, $1.5 million, bro. $1.5 million might not mean nothing to that girl.
Yeah. Because and we shouldn't push it on them either, though.
Yeah,
we shouldn't
for sure.
Try to, like,
because
take opportunities away from them because they don't think, like, it shouldn't be that.
We said this earlier in the show. What is it to gain the world or lose your soul? And if she feels in her mind, bro, I take this $1.5 million, bro, I may not even be able to look at myself in the mirror. That money going to sit there because you're not even going to be able to spend it, because every time you look at that money, bro, you just think, man, bro, I can't believe I did this to get this money. So at the end of the day, whether she did it or not, now if she's talking about misconduct across the board, similar to like a Monique, she's standing in the gap because she feels like on her side, we should be displayed as women on the talent that we actually have and the work that we put, the effort and everything.
Yeah.
Determine my worth and my value and the opportunity that you give me based on that.
Facts.
The actual work that I put in. Not my beauty and not these things that I can't control. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, allegedly,
because
I'm not saying that she does that for sure. I'm not going to put that on Joy Taylor because she is a good journalist. She's a great moderator.
Really good.
She's really good at what she does. Yeah. I'm not going to take away anything that she does.
I don't understand. Hey, like,
she looks good,
she's
though.
She's good, yeah.
So it's like, okay, if you did use it, hey, bro, I can't speak to it because, again, I don't know any details there. But respect the person on the other side that's like, nah, you gonna respect me for the work that I put in.
Nah, facts.
Because I done worked hard, I done studied the game. I done, like we were talking about earlier, I can say that I didn't know this aspect of journalism, but I became, and I think she was like a hairstylist or something. It wasn't even like she was on the camera, like, but I work hard for this.
Is that something that you get in trouble for in the work industry, like in the corporate space? I'm assuming you can't have sex with your colleagues to... I would assume you can't do that.
I mean, if it's consensual, they can't control
it. I'm about to say, because I asked that, because if that is the case, why not just come out? Like, so
publicly?
What? Yeah, like, so what?
Bro, it's tricky, bro. The media space is scary.
Like, who cares?
I done seen some scary things in the media.
But what? If it's not...
affair or something like that?
If it's
like
not
that?
Against the rules, not against the law, like, yeah, who... Yes, okay. And what? Move on.
I mean, I just think sometimes people want their relationships to be private because let's say it doesn't work out. Now the breakup is public.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So not every time they see you with somebody else.
But even if
that's
it was
why
casual.
We be calling these people hoes and stuff like that because they in relationships with different people.
No, I'm saying if it was casual and no, it was nobody like, is Acho married? I don't know. I have no idea.
I have no idea.
But I'm saying if it was all consensual, nobody married, there's no affair. Well, you think you're spilling tea, bitch.
But she's saying allegedly that you're doing this to get a better job. Which is what she's trying to say is you're not qualified, allegedly, that there's other people that potentially be qualified for this position, but they're not.
That's hate.
In that place because.
Can
of
I call her a hater?
I don't know if I could say she's a hater if that's
bro,
real.
Why?
If it's real.
It seems like from what I see, I like Joy Taylor. I think she's really good. So to say she's not qualified, that's hate.
I'm not saying that that's what she said, but it sounds like such.
Oh, my sake. I think Joy's, I like her.
That's what I said.
You like
I
Joy? Absolutely. I be seeing the Joy hate.
You give me an ESPN, nigga. You don't look like you watch Fox Sports.
I like Joy. I think she's good.
She is a beast, bro. Yeah. There's hella, bro. People that are out here that's doing great things, bro. And
so what the takeaway from this, man? What is the takeaway from this?
I think the takeaway is, bro, you should be able to move up the corporate ladder based on your talent. And it shouldn't necessarily just be off your looks. But if you do use it, if you use your benefits to your, if you use your looks to your benefit, and that's something that you subscribe to, and you do it consensually, and
that's favors, all I'm saying.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, you should be able to move up the corporate ladder based on your talent and based off your beauty if you want to. If you want to.
If you want to. Keyword, if
and
you want
if, to. If somebody else don't, you shouldn't look down on that person or try to get their job. Their job shouldn't be in, like
jeopardy or something
jeopardy
like that.
Of being lost because they don't want to do it. Do what you want. That's we need to just start worrying about ourselves more. Like, just worry about yourself.
Niggas care too much. That's what we started off with. Niggas right. care. Why do you care about validation on somebody about your opinion or somebody else's opinion?
You care too much.
Care way too much. That's really it for the shits today.
That's all we got, man. We're gonna name this podcast later. Make sure you support the show by Cash App and me, Mr. J Hill. Cash App me anything. It'll be $1 to $100 to $100,000. You can Cash App me whatever you want, because we always need some type of help. Because if you don't get us more heaters, shit, we can get a space because it's cold on it.
Biscuit in this joint with a hat on. Look, Biscuit not his head on.
We continue to get you the content. Thank you for everybody that subscribed. Thank you for everybody that comment. Also, if you listen this far.
Man, I ain't, man.
No. We're going to say something just in case they try to, I'm saying, if you listen this far, what we want
to
do?
I don't know, nigga. You kicking out money? Because look, yeah, I ain't kicking out bread every episode now.
Yo, if you listen this far, I'll send you a shirt. I got some shirts left. I got some merch. My shirts cost $100, so it's worth $100. If you listen this far, I'll send you a shirt. All you got to do is comment the word, what's the shirts I got? I got,
Be careful to love you show.
If you listen this far, comment, be careful to love you show. That's so simple. Comment on the video. I mail you a shirt. I only got like extra larges and a large and a 2X. So it's not a lot of sizes. So a shirt worth $100. If you listen this far, comment, be careful to love you show. I appreciate you guys for the support. I appreciate you guys for the listen. Follow me, Mr. _ J Hill.
At Alexander the Blunt.
Yes, sir. And let us know your opinion and your thoughts on this episode. We out. Gang, gang. Peace.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.